start with his view of Tyrant, and he's going to explain what Tyrant means for us.
All right, thank you, Emilio, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm sorry I missed lunch, but it took me 2 hours to go 20 miles to get here. If that doesn't scare you, we're moving to L.A. Nothing will. Okay. Again, my name is Phil Villalpando, and I'm a appraiser specialist with the assessor's office here in Los Angeles. And I've been employed here for 20 years. And for the past 12 years, I've been working with the ownership division of the assessor's office. And the ownership division is responsible for tracking all changes of ownership of real property in Los Angeles County. And you say, how do we do that? The majority of our tracking is done through the recorded documents with the registrar recorder. And we receive about 500,000, half a million recorded documents of all the changing ownership each year. So you imagine each deed averages about 3 to 4 pages, so we're dealing just with ownership tracking 2 million pieces of paper every year just for that process. So prior to the year 2000, we did all that manually. The recorder would photocopy and ship over paper copies to the assessor's office. And we got involved with photocopying, stapling, sorting, filing, retrieving, and losing a lot of things. So to alleviate that problem with dealing with paper, back in 1997 when I got involved with ownership, I was one of the lead project people to develop a digital tracking of all the change in ownership documents. And that was pretty involved. Daunting task. It took about 3 years to complete. We went online in the year 2000. And for the past, we used that system for 8 years. And this past year we implemented a new system that included a lot of things that we left out in the original system that went online in the year 2000. And one of the things that we did leave out was Emilio's mapping group, because we forgot that. There are some recorded documents that do describe parcel changes. So we made sure to include it in our current system, which is called TITAN. And TITAN is an acronym for Title Information and Transfer Analysis Network. And it's probably the best program in the nation. I'd like to show it to you, but that'd be a whole other presentation, so I'm going to just talk about it a little bit. Actually, I don't really have too much to say. other than the TITAN, again, is our main tracking system for changes in ownership in LA County. It's really increased the efficiency of our office. In the past, it was taking, I'm saying, 5 to 6 months to update our property database and to reflect the new owner's names. And now it's taking between 2 and 3 weeks after recording. We're picking up all the new owner's names on the public record. And that's also increasing the time that we can reassess and, of course, collect the property taxes. So we can continue to be employed and get our raises every year. And with that, I will hand over the presentation to Garo and his group, and they can demonstrate the portion of time that we developed to handle the deeds or recorded documents that were routed over to mapping from our ownership department so that they can process the parcel change process. That, Carl,
DB,
whoever.
I'm so shy.
So thank you. That was my 5 minutes of fame.
Hi, everyone. My name is Carl Megadinja. to start, this is not my presentation. He is getting a little too shy. He doesn't want to talk like this. So I'm going to do his part. I think I was involved with the Titan big time. Like he mentioned, years ago, when we started our first imaging system that transferred mapping from the paperwork system to actually images of the document, mapping was somehow forgotten, left out. After they got the program, they thought, oh, we have a division there called mapping services. What are we going to do? So we started getting with film and writing programs to incorporate an existing program, which was the image. That worked out. There was a lot of problems. Yeah, a lot of problems. However, for years, has been promising me a better new system. And keeps going, well, this time we're not going to forget you guys. We're not going to forget you guys. And he did not. The negotiations took a short 1 year or so. But we did come up with a pretty good product. I'm very proud of the product. The way it works now, we used to get all the documents to mapping services in pretty much two categories. We called it Mapping A and Mapping B. Mapping A were documents that were encoded, I should say, by the Register Recorder's office as documents that are, we see mapping services as processable documents for us automatically, such as road deeds. We know the ownership clerk do not need to look at them. All types of easements, ownership clerks cannot do anything to them. For example, certificate of compliances. And whatever you can think of, the type of documents that there is no need for an ownership clerk intervention. So these types of documents came to us in one group called Mapping A. The other type was Mapping B. Those were the documents that our clerks would look at, all the half a million documents that come to LA County, and they will see the ones that they feel that there's a cut involved. There's a parcel change involved in here, one way or the other. Later in my true presentation meeting, I will talk about that parceling system, which is really complicated in LA County. But the clerks, whenever they notice that there's something that might require an intervention for mapping, they routed it and came to Mapping B. That was it, two categories. The current system is a lot more elaborate. It's a lot more detailed. We can choose and pick. If the clerk sees a cut, they will route it to a certain category. If there's a road deed, it comes to a certain category. If there's only a locate request, then you guys see those pretty much on a daily basis, right? Clerk cannot locate the document. It's kind of too tough for them. The description is too long. Send it to the experts and mapping services. That comes to us as different category. In fact, in LA, probably it's the same with you guys, we have a certain X amount of dollars. The magic number is $8 million. Once the document value, based on DTT, is over $8 million, these are considered the high priority jobs. So when they give you that document, they need to locate, not yesterday. So we created a special folder just for that. So even the locates, I asked them to split. We got a regular locate and 8 million plus locates. It's a pretty good product. I wish we had the connection. In all fairness to Emilio, we came here last week and we tested the system, guys.
But we've been here
for half a day. That's true. That is a true statement. We tested everything. We logged in as myself, we logged in as himself, we logged in as double logging. Everything worked. But you know when it comes to that. Lucky for me, for my presentation, I took some insurance yesterday. I did. I bought insurance and I added a couple of pictures to my presentation, the PowerPoint presentation. Mine is protected. He's AIG.
Thank you.
kidding, because that would be awesome. Okay. So that is the Titan. Oh, by the way, there's one thing. This is what happens. The way we designated our Titan system was even given certain administrative rights. Me and Dantes, when we open our Titan system, we see all the elaborate distinction between the type of documents. We get to assign the work to whomever. The supervisors and the workers, when they get to Titan, they open it up, all they see is one area, and all they can do is enter the document number and open it up and add notes to it. They have no certain rights to route the document or so. So whenever the job is done, it goes back to Dantes, we call him DBs, and he routes it back to ownership services. That way it gets out of his queue. By the way, we don't lose documents. We didn't lose documents even when we did it in paperwork and mapping, because we have very, very tight control in our tracking system. That is for someone else's presentation. Okay, we can start.
I have a quick question on the routing of specific documents. The recorder has a code when they record it. Do you, a lot of the documents, do they go directly to your mapping categories based on that code, so that clerks don't even have to look at them?
Correct. Still, that old mapping A mentality still applies. So all type of documents that do not need clerical intervention still come to mapping services. Instead of mapping A, now they come to different categories. Could be C013, which is also to get out compliance, for example, and so forth.
Do you use any OCR on recorded documents at all, for example?
Have you even tried that?
Systems.
Any other questions? All right. This is my third question, I believe. It's called the Better Parcel Change System. Yes, when life gives you a lemon, you know the rest of it, right? Let me start with our parcel numbering system. The jaw drops because our appraisers are very, very picky in LA County. They want the best system, but it's a very complicated system. It puts a lot of stress on everybody, starting with mapping services, who assigns the parcels. We have these many categories that mapping uses nowadays. I can go quickly. Just read them off there. 1 through 269 are private properties. That is everything private. You can think of from a Marriott hotel to those high towers that you saw. That's a private parcel. Cisco would be a private parcel. Microsoft private parcel. So just because they're on the stock exchange doesn't make them public. 270 to 299. We'll jump to the last one, the 900 series. Those are exempt parcels. Totally exempt. Governmental agencies that acquire properties within their own jurisdiction. Very few select private companies, churches, cemeteries, some churches, are given the 900 exemption, so they don't have to go every year and apply for exemptions. The 270 series, we call them 270s, they run actually to 299, those are governmental agencies outside their jurisdiction. Imagine the headache now, every time we get a private to public parcel, we got to look at the code, the truck, we got to look at the city index, make sure where is the acquiring agency acquiring the property. Is it inside their jurisdiction, outside jurisdiction? Makes it complicated. The 300 parcels, those are basically our mountains area. That's USA on patent land, they acquired it, the word acquired, correct? And they came over. It took all the way. This is land that the federal government owns. There's not too many parcel changes here. Once we change the parcel number on 300, it no longer is 300 anymore. It becomes a 900 or a private parcel. Jumping to the 800 series, those are Ralph's parcels. It is not no Ralph. Raise your hand if you don't know Ralph. That way, Ralph's people assess all these parcels. We do not assess them. We taxed them years and years ago. An appraiser called Phil. Oops, he's here. He showed me. We have such a complicated system to create a parcel number out of Ralph's parcels. There was a 9,000, there's a Tron number involved in it, and there's an SDE number involved. It's like a huge number like this to come up with a tax bill. You know, we still send a tax bill as a tax collector for these parcels. The valuation comes from Ralph's. The 400. As if things were not complicated enough. Our people created more complications. These are parcels within CRA development that are actually not part of that CRA. So if you have an overall CRA area and there's islands or so forth that are not subject to that 2% increment, those are assigned 400 parcels. I know what you're thinking. That's what you got to do. That's just every engineer has to know all these parcel systems. Because may God forbid they made a mistake and they sent to our check-in unit a wrong parcel number, a very mean note will come back. Very. We have the meanest checkers, and the system head is here. Where is Saman? There he is in the back. He might look nice, he might smile at you, but he's got 20 red pencils and one yellow. That's the best. He used to be my assistant when I was the head of that. So yes, I was as mean as they are. I think I taught him the meanness. Let's go on. Let's go to the next step. So let's keep in mind, this is how parcels are transferred in every camp. So every time we need to do a parcel change, in the past, we had to fill up this kind of paper. Remember the basic thing? There was a lot of information from the engineer's date to the assessment year to the effective date, sequence series. I don't know how many of you do this complicated job. To the type, whether it's a parcel map or no, the type will, depends on what type of a cut you're making. That has a designation. Yes, it does. If it's a street vacation, it's an H, it's a 0 to 1. If you're killing the parcel, it's an I, it's 1 to 0, whatever. The source will be, well, thanks God, they have only, those are the types, the sources are only three. What kind of, or track maps T, parcel maps P, airspace is A, and everything else is other. Then you got your old parcel, then you got your new parcel. This part was filled up by mapping services. And we made sure that we pressed it hard because this form was three sheets of layer papers. White, yellow, pink. Pink at the end of the day stayed in mapping services, white went to our ownership, and yellow went to our data entry. Before it went down, went to our ownership services, who filled out this information. It's illegal. Of course, everything was paper. And yes, our ownership people, once in a while, lost paper. Or, worse, if you send them, oh, you notice there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
6 months. If you have a condominium that's 96 units, you gotta fill out sheet after sheet after sheet. So if one of those sheets, the last sheet happened to be lost, and it does happen, then your parcel, you created 92 parcels, or 91 parcels, or whatnot, whatever it is. The last page had just got brought back. This was our old system. Until, of course, everybody wanted to climb in. Does that mean? Yes. Of course, every time there was a correction, you got to take it back to the checker. And the checker wasn't too happy about it. He had to erase three sheets and do the correction on all three sheets. And sometimes they didn't agree with us, so we had to hammer out the differences. We work for the government, and the government has a lot of those. Back in the early 2000s, LA County, as a county, embarked on a massive, really massive permitting system. They wanted to change the current permitting system, automate it, make it better. It was called EDATS. Public Works and CAO were the lead departments on this, and there were many other departments, as you see, regional planning and parks and rec. They're involved. Richard Quaccarini, my old chief, was involved. He would start and take Emilio and me to the meetings where 80 to 100 people would sit down at a huge table. Emilio was smart enough to back away from it. We, on the other hand, were was the new assistant chief and not as fortunate to say no. So after attending so many meetings, Richard volunteered us to expand our geodatabase to accommodate those EDAPS people. Our current geodatabase at that time included only the AIM and the square footage. There's other fields that, but for our concern, this was the number one and number two issues. Well, you know, there's a lens shape. Anybody who's familiar with Esri products, there's automatic, a lot of fields there. Titan required, EDAPS required us to add the subdivision number, lot number, if there's a condo unit number, and if there's a phase of that condo, the phase number, and this was a requirement of our assistant assessor. She wanted to see the total number of units because she wanted the legal description to add and one, for example, 96th interest in the common area. So Emilio went and expanded the fields and added all this information. All the engineers who started preparing new subdivisions were required, are still required, to put in all this information. We were doing this for a few years and start EDAPS, I hate to use the F word, fail. We were stuck with a lemon. Now we were doing so much work. I have to think about something that we can make out of this. If not a guy like me can make a daughter like that, figure out, hey, we can come up with something better. So we had to create, maybe hopefully use this new information that we have in our geodatabase to create a new parcel change system. So there it was. We presented the idea to Dan, Rick, and Bonnie, who are our assistant and assessor. They liked the idea. It didn't take them out long at all, 3 years. It was done. It was complete. The new product does really everything really good. Now, it's all automated. Everything we do, this is my insurance guys. There's my insurance right there. I was supposed to not to do this because we have the connection. But basically, when our checker opens this now, he or she will add an ID. Let's see who's this. Oh, the mean one is here. Sinan, when he opens his computer for his parcel change system, he will automatically see his name filled out. He goes and fills up the date here. It opens up a brand new application for him. And he can fill basically the same stuff. We could not change the system as far as, you know, the parcel numbering and everything like that, or the way Optimum system works. That we cannot automate. That's going to be a heck of not. Okay. The rest of the information, there's a lot of drop-down menus, so there's really no need to write or rewrite all this stuff. And the parcel changes here, the old parcels. And this was a new concept, which was really beautiful. Now, this example is only like two parcels that you're seeing here. If you had 96 parcels, what you have to put is the first and the last. And the entire parcel change system will be filled up. So far, we have not used the geodatabase. This was the kicker. Not only we automated the actual PCDL form, we kind of put ownership services, legal description, formulating people out of work. Look at all this information. This was all in our geodatabase, right? So all we had to do is ask our IT people, thankfully, to write a program that ties that legal description to the AIM, which is common with our geodatabase. That polygon has all that information as an attribute. And now, it just populates it. And sometimes if we have a little glitch, a little problem, and sometimes the worker forgot to put that information, or there was something wrong there, all they have to do is correct it, and on the fly, the checker doesn't even have to change anything. He just goes back and says, refresh from Geo. He clicks that button, and it goes back to the Geo database and grabs the new or edited information. So even the corrections, there's no more paper erasing. There's no more clean sheets. And if you want to delete parcels or edit parcels, as you see, I wouldn't say no more. Yes. About 70% of our work is subdivisions. Right? Probably the percentage of you guys. These are about 30% of our work. This information is only for subdivisions. So when we're working deeds, it still comes up as black. We do not write legal description for deeds. That was not required as the EDAPS provision. So 70% of our newly created parcels come filled up with legal description. By the way, we talked to our ownership people and we told them, how do you want this filled up? What's your formulating formula? They gave it to us. We wrote it down, told our IT, write this. This is how we want it to show up. So it grabs the information from this Geo database, takes the, this is in SQL, and grabs the information from SQL, merges it together, shoots up the legal description. From here on, it's clicks of buttons. One click of button, and it goes to our QC. QC will look at it and can click it as okay or no, return, and if once he clicks the return, the note will come up and he can write whatever note he wants, you know. The SQL is incorrect, parcel is incorrect, whatever. And sends it back to the checker, correction is done automatically on the fly, goes back to QC. One button goes to our ownership, they look at it, yeah, they go. One more button goes to our property database, done. Bypassing the entire data entry aspect. We had complaints about this from these appraisers. The complaint was the parcel numbers were getting too fast to them. They cannot catch up with it anymore. Because our ownership people don't have to sit and wait and come up with ways of how are they going to write as legal descriptions. It's done. I have my colleagues in ownership saying, you feel guilty collecting our salaries. It's done. All we gotta do is push button and lose the ownership. This is our lemonade. We're proud of it. If I die tomorrow, I'll die happy. Yes, she is my daughter.
I love to.
No male man goes down there. I hear enough of this from my crew.
What technical, what kind of database how is this implemented?
It's in SQL.
And it's independent of the Geo database?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's linked to AI.
Because yes.
The legal description, make a legal description. It's ethical gain from the work company with a lot of managers, and they discuss where you get the legal description. How you capture the.
We do not. Like I mentioned, lot line adjustments are not, typically they're not with subdivisions. In LA County, I don't know about you guys, but the lot number is not changed. They can say it on the deed, whatever they want to call it, lot one, lot two. For us, it's still the old lot number. Now it's portion of lot one, and possibly portion of lot two, maybe portion of lot three, or so forth. That does not change. In those cases, our ownership clerks, the formulating area, will write the legal description. However, we all know this. We are limited to 80 characters, right? And a lot of those legal descriptions are really long. See assessor map. That's what you will see as legal descriptions. Even that we don't write. We let the clerks write.
Do you keep the historical, like, these are the markers, what are the parents are there?
I'm sorry?
Do you keep the historical, like, these are parent parcels, and then you create chapter parcels?
Yes.
So do you have a track of what are the parent parcels?
Could we keep the track of the... Yes. In fact, okay, for that, our property database does a pretty good job on that. Even though it's a 200-300-year-old system, but it's a toss-up between them and me. We have what we call a P2 and a P3 screen that you can just write down P2 and write down your parcel number and it'll tell you where it went. Or if you use the P3, it'll tell you where it came from. So you keep going until you find out. But that stops at 1987 with the implementation date of our system. Before that, God and the archives help me. Any other questions? Thank you very much.